back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We've had so many football conversations here now that the Ravens are back on the field playing a lot of football games. I will be in Chicago traveling for the first time in a couple months after my back ailments, but this guy is going to be playing in one of my favorite places, one of my favorite stages. I'm familiar with him in the same way that many of you may be familiar with his music. Came to me 15 years ago through a video, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. He's playing Dan Ram's Head in Annapolis. He is the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele, and I know I'm pronouncing that wrong, even though I went to Hawaii, ate a lot of shaved ice, trying to work it out. Jake Shimabukuro joining us here. You know, when I got an email and they said, do you want to have Jake? I'm like, absolutely, man. Hawaii, Japan, ukulele, doing good things. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on. And I guess everyone's enamored with your instrument, right? Like everyone has a little bit of, I love the sound of the ukulele, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was born and raised in Hawaii, so I grew up listening to this instrument. You know, my mom played. She's the one who got me into it. And I mean, I just love it. I mean, it just brings so much joy to people. And I just love the opportunity to, you know, to go out and just spread more joy through the ukulele. You know,
well, I have two ukulele stories, and these are the only ones I have. Edmund Maliki Mulitalo was drafted by the Ravens back in the late 90s. A lot of players come from the islands. I don't need to tell you. And you know, if you're there, you see football fields everywhere when you go to Hawaii on the islands. And he came to town, and we became friends, as I have with so many of the Polynesian players through the years. And he brought his ukulele out to the barn, turn of the century, 20 years ago, and we did Christmas songs.
Nice.
And this is Jimmy Buffett style, and this is before you had the sort of Buffett thing. I am the biggest parrot head. I've seen Jimmy probably 125 times all over the world. I ran into Peter Mayer in the St. Louis airport a couple of weeks ago, kind of ships passing in the night, and he's playing Ramshead next month as well. You have this Buffett background too, right?
Yeah, you know, I was very fortunate. Jimmy took me under his wing, you know, early on during my career. And so I toured with him. I was a coral reefer for like, you know, 3-4 years.
What's the initiation for that? Is there anything you have to do to become a coral reefer?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I was just, you know, I was just in the right place at the right time. You know, he did a show in Hawaii and at the Waikiki Shell, and he actually invited me to the show, and I thought he was just inviting me to the show to watch it, but he actually invited me to the show to come and sit in on a few songs. So
when did you find that out? Like, when do you and what songs do you pick that night to impress? You're a Jimmy fan? I mean, just from the beginning, you would have gone to the show as a fan?
So the song, he invited me down to the, you know, to the venue. And so I came down and I got to meet him and, you know, and the other band members. And then, and he said, yeah, you know, you want to sit in on a couple of songs. And I was like, are you serious? So that night we did Pirate. You know, we did Pirate, we did Come Monday, we did, of course, Margaritaville, and I think Changes in Latitude, I think. And
did you have any of those in your repertoire? I mean, was that something you whipped out by a request when you play for people?
Of course. I mean, of course, I knew those songs. I mean, I knew those songs by heart, right? You know, growing up in the islands, and a lot of local bands, you know, we covered a lot of his tunes growing up. So, yeah, so I was very familiar with the songs. And after the show, you know, he looked at me and he said, did you have fun? I said, oh, my gosh, yes. You know, and he's like, want to come out on the road with us? And I was like, are you kidding me? And he kept his word, man. He took me out. The first tour I did with him, I don't know if you saw the show, but it was called the Salty Piece of Land Tour. So I think that was back in 2006. So I was on that whole tour with him.
Well, I was there with you. He had left Meriwether by then. He was playing more the Northern Virginia venue, but there's never been a summer without Jimmy and I getting together for a few beverages and, you know, either lizards or the volcanoes and certainly the parrots and the pirate. Jake Shimabukuro joining us here. He is the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele. He's going to be playing Dan Ramshead on the 21st in Annapolis, one of the great stages here. I had an opportunity to bring you on the show, and I'm like, yeah, because I was in Hawaii. About 3 years ago, the Ravens played out on the West Coast, and Southwest started flying out there. So next thing you know, we I wound up, and we had to pick the islands, you know. So I'm like, Maui. Everyone tells me Maui and Maui. We'll go to Maui and we'll go to Oahu. Everybody's like, oh, you have to get off Oahu and go out to the other island. And I'll tell you what, man, first 3-4 days, we were just like hanging out, you know, Waikiki. We stayed there, moving around that island. And the rule in Hawaii for me, and I'm in Baltimore, we have a thing called a snowball. They don't serve snowballs everywhere. We have snowball stands everywhere in East Baltimore. And they're always, it's a little bit of a ripoff of Hawaii. You know, they're trying to do it, but they call it a Baltimore snowball. Everywhere I went in Hawaii, if it said shave ice, I stopped and got it. And I loved our experience there, and I love the music. But the music of the ukulele, it's ubiquitous. When you check in your hotel, anywhere you are, if you're sitting places, as an instrument and as an island, it sort of speaks for the island, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's the sound that I grew up hearing. I mean, you know, one of the big iconic artists, you know, from Hawaii, Israel Kamakawiwole, or they call him Iz. You know, his version of Over the Rainbow, I think, you know, when I was a kid and hearing that, I was like blown away. I mean, you know, that version was just so amazing, because I think it really made people stop in their tracks and be like, wow, that's an ukulele. And when you hear him sing that, and it just transports you, you know, it takes you to back home. I mean, every time I hear that, I could be out on the road for like a month or 2 months, and I hear that song, and it just brings me back home, you know. So there's definitely something about the instrument, I think, that brings you back to the island, brings you back to that kind of, I don't know, just that you know, kind of just stop and be in the moment, you know, be present. And that's what the instrument does for me. And I'm excited, man. I think that the ukulele right now is touching so many lives. So many people are picking it up, you know. Even during the pandemic, I know a lot of people were purchasing one and learning how to play at home, and you know, and it's just wonderful. You know, Jimmy Buffett plays the ukulele. He loves playing it. So many great artists, you know, like you mentioned While My Guitar Gently Weeps, right? George Harrison was a big ukulele fan, and he loved that instrument. Paul McCartney's been playing it on tour now. You've got people like Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift playing the ukulele, you know, incorporating that into their shows. So I think it's really inspiring a lot of people. You know, when young kids see their heroes like that play the instrument, you know, they want to learn too. So I think the ukulele is really growing right now.
Well, you are such an ambassador for the instrument and for your music, but so much is about children for you. And when I think of the help me pronounce it the right way, because I know I'm screwing this up, and I hear you say it, and I want to say Hawaii. The first time I ran into Jim Nabors, you know, who was Gomer Pyle. I ran into him on a Ravens road trip, and he said, I live in Hawaii. And I'm like, oh God, at some point I'm going to get over there for some more shave ice, and I got to see the rest of the islands over there, because I mean, promote them all. But when it's a small instrument, right, and it's sort of built in a way that's not intimidating for kids. Now, my grandfather played the trumpet, and the first instrument I was taught was the guitar, still far from mastering or ever, but it was big for me, and the frets, everything felt big. And I know you do so much with children, and I don't want to say a gateway instrument to the guitar, the violin, the cello, whatever you would play that would be a string instrument, but it is a manageable instrument. And I don't want to be disrespectful, but I remember when they gave us the recorder instead of the flute, there was sort of a gateway instrument, or the xylophone, in a way that maybe you could play the piano. Just little things that children, and even your ease of way is very inviting to children. And I think that's really your mojo, is to get kids to play, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because, you know, I think that, you know, sometimes people, you know, are intimidated to play instruments, right? Especially if you've never played an instrument before. Like if I said, you know, oh, why don't you learn the cello or the violin or the piano? You know, sometimes that can be intimidating, and people they have this notion of, oh, I don't have time to practice, or I don't have talent, right? But if you mention the ukulele, for some reason, they're like, oh, that sounds like fun, you know? And I love that attitude, that perspective about it. You know, people don't take the ukulele too seriously. And I love that because it makes you want to pick it up. It makes you want to play it. And especially for kids, you know, you mentioned kids. And because I think all children, you know, they need that creative outlet. They need music, you know, music, the arts. It inspires them. It gets them, you know, fired up, and it teaches them all kinds of wonderful things, right? Like how to deal with their emotions, how to be in the moment, how to engage with others, how to be more sociable, how to interact with other people. And, you know, so I think there's just so many wonderful positive benefits that music brings. And I think the ukulele, like you said, yeah, it's the gateway. It's the key, you know, to opening up this whole experience and this side, you know, for children that'll inspire them, you know, for the rest of their lives, whether they become professional musicians or not, you know, that's beside the point. I mean, for me, the ukulele changed my life, and I just coincidentally became, you know, a professional musician because it was my passion. But the things that the ukulele has taught me, you know, goes far beyond just the music. You know, it's like how you talk to people, how you treat other people, you know, how you go about living in society and just trying to be a better person.
Were you proficient immediately? Was it something that you took to
Oh,
not at all. Okay. As a kid that played Little League, some kids it kind of came naturally to like sports or whatever. And some people have to struggle with it, right?
Yeah, you know, the thing for me was there was no pressure, right? Because so it wasn't like I had any goals or anything. It was just I learned a few chords and I just loved doing it, you know. And sometimes it was just playing the same chords over and over, you know, probably drove my parents crazy for a long time. But you know, but I just loved it. And that was the thing. I picked it up every day and I did it every day. I always looked forward to playing it. I never thought of it as practice. You know, my parents would have to take it away from me so that I would go do my homework and go to bed and do other things. You know, so I think that's why for me a big thing is like encouraging kids to find their passion, right? Find something that you love doing and, you know, just study, practice. And, you know, and one of the things I also love doing too is sharing with children, you know, encouraging them to be drug free, you know, cause I've been drug free my whole life. And, you know, and I think that's so important. You gotta, you know, it's important to hear that once in a while, you know.
Jake Shimabukuro joining us here from the road. He'll be down at Annapolis and Ramsett after the Ravens game on the 21st. I'll be in Chicago that day. So we're visiting now, and I'm learning a little bit about Hawaii and ukulele. And you've spent time in Japan. I spent time, and obviously of descent, and I guess tsunamis and different things. I've gone over a couple of times in my life. I have found myself very drawn to the culture so much. I'm missing a finger, right? So this is right hand for me, and right-handed would be a strum hand, right? But I had a lawnmower incident happen, and I was embarrassed when I was in China at one point that I couldn't eat with chopsticks. So I've learned to eat with chopsticks now, so I feel very proficient in that way. But I went over to Japan, have fallen in love with that, and I know you've been back and done different things over there as well. But your music really goes all over the world, right? And I guess the instrument itself is available all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I in the beginning of my career, I spent a lot of time in Japan because in Japan, you know, like they love Hawaiian culture, you know, so they love Hawaiian music. They love the hula. They love the ukulele. So, and I spent a lot of time out there, you know, every year. In fact, the first time, my first record label deal was Sony Music in Japan. So this was back in 2001 is when I signed with Sony Music as a solo artist. And I loved it. You know, I love the food. I love the culture. It was so great because my great, great grandparents, you know, came from Japan. So to be able to go back there and just kind of, you know, discover, you know, my roots and things like that was so exciting. And I still get to go back there, you know, every year. Well, you know, obviously not the last, you know, 2 years, but, you know, but I do get to go back there every year. And it's a fascinating culture, and the ukulele, like you said, I'm so fortunate and grateful because it has taken me all over the world, you know, touring all over Asia, Australia, Europe, you know, I mean, it's incredible. And it just touches so many people, and you just see it. Yeah. You just see it everywhere now.
whether it's doing Christmas songs, holiday songs, contemporary songs, cover songs, writing your own songs, where are you on that continuum? Because you have such a unique association to an instrument in a way, and so many admirers and people that have you've done do like all sorts of things, TV shows, all of these things. But current, what COVID obviously affected everyone. Give me a little bit of your COVID experience, because I think we're all coming out of this a little differently.
Yeah, I mean, we were, you know, it was rough. You know, we stopped. I stopped touring. You know, I was used to being on the road a lot, and one of the things that, you know, during COVID time, because we, you know, everyone was, especially for musicians, you know, we were at home, you know, we still wanted to find a way to connect and to still play and to, you know, just kind of have that outlet, right, to express, you know, our creativity. So it was one of the things that I loved was that I had a lot of opportunities to collaborate, you know, with other musicians and going to the studio and collaborate in that sense. And it was awesome because, you know, I got a new record out of it. You know, it's my first collaborations record, Jake and Friends, features duets with Willie Nelson, you know, Vince Gill, Amy Grant, Jack Johnson, Ziggy Marley, you know, Bette Midler.
Do they pick or do you pick them? I mean, over the course of time, Jimmy picked you 15 years ago. do you say, I want to do, get my people to call your people. How does it happen with you? Because every story probably is worth its own cup of coffee, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was very fortunate. A good friend of mine, Ray Benson, you know, who's also on the record, he's from Asleep at the Wheel. You know, he has so many connections, right, to artists. And so when he helped co-produce this record, you know, he made a phone call. His first phone call was to Willie Nelson. 2 months later, we were in the studio recording Stardust. You know, and then, of course, you know, Jimmy Buffett's on there, and he's been such a great supporter and has helped me so much. And we did Come Monday together, which is one of my favorite Jimmy Buffett songs. So, yeah. So I think, you know, the whole collaboration thing and coming together, you know, was so just kind of reflective, too, of like how we needed to navigate, you know, throughout our communities, you know, and just kind of support each other. Right. I mean, there was a lot of collaborations with, you know, with hotels and restaurants and, you know, just kind of supporting each other, supporting the community, you know, with like food drives and, you know, and giving people a place to stay, you know, during that time, you know, with the hotels and all that. So I think it was just, I think not just collaborating, you know, musically, but also made all of us realize that, hey, we all need to support each other in time of need and come together and be there for each other. So, yeah.
He has been called the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele by the BBC Breakfast, but he'll be coming here to Annapolis on the 21st. Come on down to Ram's Head in Annapolis. Annapolis is beautiful. You go to these great little places. I mean, you really see the world, right? And in the way I'm sure you travel, not on the biggest bus with the biggest bands like the Stones or U2, but just really getting to see people and walk around a little bit, have a little bit of anonymity amidst your fame as well. You really get to see the world. Right?
Oh yeah. I mean that's such a blessing to be able to experience other cultures and meet you know, people of all walks of life. You know, it's just inspiring and you know, and it just reminds us of how you know, how precious life is. And you know, we just gotta we gotta enjoy the moment. You gotta there's a Japanese proverb. It's ichigo ichie, and it means once in a lifetime. And but there's a deeper meaning. It has to do more with people coming together and sharing an experience and realizing that, you know, this experience will never happen in the exact same way again, right? You know, so it's just recognizing that. And it made me think of touring, you know, because every night you're in a different city and you're playing for a different audience. So if you don't think of it in the right way, sometimes you can think you're just doing the same thing over and over and over and over, but it's not. You know, every night is different. It's special because you're with a different group of people sharing a whole brand new experience. And that's what makes it so wonderful. You know, when you think of it that way, you know, you have something to look forward to every day. And those are just some of the things that the ukulele has brought into my life. And I'm so grateful.
Jake Shimabukuro, go see him a couple weeks ago. You know, you were laughing at me when I told you I stopped at every shave ice stand. You're telling me you just stop at every shave ice stand. You know, it's what you should do, right?
That's right.
When you see it, get it because it might be the best one you've ever had. Or, you know, what I found in Hawaii was everywhere I went, every meal I got, whether it was on a food truck, whether it was shrimp boats, whatever it was, they always gave you a little slice of pineapple, like they would cut it off. And it was always the best piece of pineapple I've ever had in my life. Like, I can't get that kind of pineapple. You have to be there to get it.
Yeah, it's so sweet, right? And it's not too acidic, you know. It's just, it's got a, like a creaminess to it. And
y'all keep the best stuff on the island. You don't let the best stuff come to us. Hey, I tell you what, when you're here, get some Maryland crabs because we don't ship the good ones out either. So you don't get those in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
Next time you're on, we're going to argue about what our favorite Jimmy Buffett songs are, because you gave me Come Monday, and I'm thinking, this guy has had to have played Island with Jimmy on a stage, right? Like, I'm thinking of the great songs that Jimmy's had that lend themselves to your instrument. You could do a whole, you and Peter Mayer, the groupie, you could probably get together and do 30. You could do a ukulele only Jimmy night, right?
Yeah, oh, Peter's amazing. I loved my time, you know, being on stage with him and getting to trade licks with him. And, you know, when I first started touring with the band, Ralph McDonald was in the band too.
Oh,
you know,
the late great.
Yep.
Spent many nights with him from the other side of the stage too. Absolutely. Yeah. On the percussion. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're amazing. Jimmy's such a great storyteller. He just knows how to connect with people, you know, and that's what I admire so much about him. And he's just the same person off stage as he is on stage. You know, he just has this love for life and he loves what he does, man. And it's so infectious and inspiring.
It's even fun following him on Twitter and just seeing him and his dogs these days. So, hey, Jake, travel safely. Please bring your ukulele and come down to Annapolis. Entertain everyone. Share the love, the light. We'll tell everybody about the album. Get everybody out to visit you online. And I appreciate you spending a little bit of time. I certainly appreciate all the work you do with kids, too. That's cool.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Aloha, and hope to have some shave ice with you in Hawaii the next time you're out there.
When I was in Maui on the way out the door, I picked up, you know, at the door when they put the kakua, right? And I have a picture, and it looks sort of like you, but not so much. I mean, they know I don't know how to play it. And like you said 15 awesome. Minutes ago, I was afraid of plucking it because as an adult, you're afraid of sour chords. And then you realize there are no sour chords on the ukulele, right? They all sound good.
Yeah.
Hey, take care of yourself. Right, thanks for your time. Appreciate you.
You too.
Jake Shimabukuro joining us here. He will be aloha to you. Thank you very much for spending some time. Next time around, to Shave Ice for us. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Hawaii positive and Baltimore positive.